Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Coming to you from those high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you tonight. My goodness gracious, what a day it's been. What a day here at our two police and military associations. Always exciting to be here and listening in to what the soldiers and police officers are saying and reading your emails and letters and so forth. And one thing I want to bring up tonight is some more good comments from some of our police officers and our soldiers about what the private sector out there needs to do to prepare for some rough days ahead in America. If God doesn't stop what is occurring and the direction America is heading, we need to talk. And we need to talk about what you need to do to prepare for your family to go through some rough times. So I want to start with that tonight on our Officer Jack McLam program and talk to you about what we've been talking about here, that we're preparing for our families and that you should prepare for your family. We're talking about having the right survival items in your home. I don't think we need to go over the very basics of having some water and having some food and having some weapons and ammunition to protect your food and water and your family's lives and those kind of things. But we want to get into another area here that would certainly be a blessing to you and has been a blessing to my family here, and that is your new technology, you might say. Like night vision equipment. It's really not new technology, but for the private sector, it truly is fairly new. Night vision equipment. You know, we're being terribly vacated here in the United States, if that's the right word to use, of all of our military equipment, military personnel, even our National Guards that are disappearing in the country. And our police officers are being taken out of this nation and taken over to other lands to police the world for these Antichrist world government figures that are in control today. So I want to talk to you a little bit about what they suggest for you to have in your home in the way of new technology that is available to you. Be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hey folks, back to that old cop Jack McLean back with you here. And we want to talk to you about a few things that are troubling us right now, seriously troubling us, and that is the removal of all of our defenses here in the United States to go forth and fight these illegal wars, unconstitutional wars for oil and these international crime lords. And even the military equipment is leaving the country. All the military equipment is leaving the country. They're closing our military bases down to use as UN bases, getting them ready for either concentration camps, and they keep telling the lie that they're going to use these bases. They're setting them up for concentration camps where the illegal aliens are going to round up. And, of course, this is not true at all. Illegal aliens are playing a very important role of bringing America down to third world nation status and bringing in literally tens of thousands of revolutionary, Marxist revolutionaries in here to follow orders when the orders are given. And we know this is happening, folks, because our dear friends on the Border Patrol that we're in communication with and others tell us that we're having almost 10 times the illegals coming across the southern border as we have last year. And this, they know, is because of all the bodies of dead illegals out there in the deserts of Arizona, New Mexico, and California that they're finding this year, over 100 this year. And usually they only have 10 to 20 that die each year trying to make it across the vast desert there with a bottle of water. And they run out of water, and they die. And now there's over 100, so this is easy to figure out how many illegals are coming because of all the dead bodies they're finding out there. And, of course, the law enforcement knows how many are coming because of all the crime, the increase in crime in the neighborhoods in those border states down there. How many vehicles are being stolen and taken to Mexico is really up. Trucks and cars being taken to Mexico. And they just have to pay $100 to the Border Patrol agent to get a new $40,000 truck across the border down into Mexico. So it's a good deal. But anyway, back to our seeing things happening here that nothing seems to be stopping at this time, even though more and more people are awakening to some of these problems, is to get our equipment ready, get our families ready to survive some tough times, get your family ready for their home being attacked and being able to protect yourself or your community to be attacked. And one thing that is available to us today that didn't used to be is night vision equipment. Hopefully you have your weapons and you're going out and you're training on your weapons with your families, packing a picnic lunch and going on a Saturday afternoon and out and learning to shoot your weapons and having a good time out there shooting targets. And all that's going well for you. Everybody's learning to use the weapon that they have that in the family. But now you need to consider upgrading to some of this night vision equipment. And I say this to you because we know what the American people's buying at this time. And they're buying things like large screen television sets for $4,000, $3,000-$4,000. They're buying a lot of expensive things for their home that's not necessary. It's nice to have. I'd love to have one of those, but in my 1977 mobile home, single wide, it wouldn't fit. So we'll never, we wouldn't spend that much money on a television anyway. But, hey, we've been in a lot of homes that have these things. So we're trying to encourage people to go out and look at the deals they're having today on night vision equipment, because when the enemy comes to you and they don't have night vision equipment, what an advantage it is to, when your door is kicked in your home or your ranch, and you're hiding behind the bed, you got the lights out, you're waiting with your weapons to see who's coming down the hall before they can even see you. All right? And that's very easy to do with night vision equipment. And you can certainly protect your family better. If you hear noises outside the house, you turn the lights off and you get your night vision equipment on, your binoculars or your rifle-mounted night vision equipment, or your binoculars, and you look out. And you can see who's roaming around your house, even in the dark. Very, very effective, some of this new equipment. You say, but Jack, we don't have $2,000-$3,000 to spend on these items. Well, my wife and I didn't either. But the fact is, these products have come down now to where they're cheaper than many weapons out there. To buy a nice hunting rifle, you might pay $1,200 or more. And night vision equipment now can be gotten for like $300, $400 for a nice set of binoculars or some of the older models of the military equipment available out there. And if you get one of these things, you will want to have a set of them for each adult member of your family. If the enemy comes and they don't have night vision equipment, you have the advantage, believe me, protecting your home, protecting your community. But if the enemy comes and they do have night vision equipment, then at least you have a fighting chance. If the enemy comes in the form of these Marxist revolutionaries that are military trained coming across the southern border that I met years back as the Brown Berets, the Aslan, a military group of 2,000-some Marxist revolutionaries there in the park across from the Times Mirror in downtown L.A., where they were having a big rally, and the new Black Panther Party, a Marxist national organization of blacks, and the Brown Berets, the Aslan, were getting together to talk about a violent revolution in this country. And so we had about 4,000 people there that were hardcore military-trained revolutionaries that are here ready to go to war with the American people. Now, we know in law enforcement, and I was a police officer in Phoenix, Arizona, for my whole career, and worked in the high-crime area, the high-minority area of South Phoenix. We called it the war zone. You've heard this story before. But we constantly fought and arrested some of these revolutionary military-trained fruit pickers, which they were not. But, of course, we like to think that all these cute little Latinos coming across the border are fruit pickers looking for a better life and all. Some of them are not that at all. Some of them come here and start gangs, Latino gangs, or join Latino gangs here. But they're military-trained revolutionaries that Marxist dictator Vicente Fox have sent across this border with the okay and the welcome hand of our international crime lord Bush, who runs our government today. He works with Vicente Fox on the Aslan Reconquista program, which is taking the southwest part of the United States back under Mexico. And if you don't live there, you don't know what we're talking about, perhaps. But we published a publication a couple years ago on the southwest going back under Mexico, very well documented, gave the quotes of very powerful political figures here in the United States and in Mexico talking about taking back the southwest back under Mexico. That is Arizona, New Mexico, California, Texas, Colorado, or rather Nevada, and part of Colorado and Utah that were sold to America under the Guadalupe Hidalgo Treaty of the early let's see, middle 1800s, I think it was. 1838 or what was it? Anyway, I just don't remember the exact date. It'll come to me, though, because I got a mine like a steel trap. Thing is, I can't get it open sometimes. It's kind of rusty, that old steel trap. Anyway, and so we've got a serious problem building up with literally tens of millions. Guadalupe Hidalgo Treaty of 1848, that's what it was, when the United States bought that land of the southwest part of the United States from Mexico lawfully, and now the U.S. government, to divide America up, has been funding the Aztlan Reconquista program, the Mecha program in all of our schools, Latino Revolutionary Mecha program in the schools, to teach our Latino children from good American families that they should be revolutionaries in America and join them in taking the southwest part of the United States back under Mexico. And so this is a highly successful program because no Americans know about it, or very few do, and the federal government has been funding it for 40 years. So that, and in regards to everything else that's happening right now, we believe, as police officers and soldiers, that we want to bring to you the best suggestions we can for you getting your family ready for some tough days ahead in this nation if enough Americans don't wake up in the near future, very near future, and take a stand and threaten our elected things with removing them from office if they don't side with the American people and stop siding with this Antichrist world government cabal that's in control of our government today. So, night vision equipment is cheap today. It is cheap. It's $300, $400. Get one pair, binoculars, for example, and try them in your family, and you're going to love it. It's exciting because you can see in the dark, and the enemy many times coming at you, and your family cannot see in the dark. All right? And so, a fantastic suggestion, and we suggest you take it seriously. Start saving your money, get some of this equipment in the home, because when the chips are down, you need to have the advantage of being able to see in the dark, folks. It's much better to operate with lights out, be able to see what's coming at you, moving around your property, than not being able to see and have to turn the light on and silhouetting yourself. Okay, so stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McGlam program, and I'll take just a moment to talk about heat-seeking devices, thermal imaging cameras. Okay, we'll talk about that for just a minute. Still pretty expensive. Only a few of you out there will probably be able to afford those, but if you put aside that big...
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive
receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Up your survival kits for your home and your family and your community. We're being left defenseless here in this country by our government. This is coming to you from many, many hundreds of police and soldiers that know that our military and even our law enforcement are being sent out of this country, and military bases are being closed for UN troops to move in, and also as concentration camps for those that our government would say are domestic terrorists, which is a lot of you out there listening today. If you're a Christian, if you love the Lord, and you want to get back under our constitutional republic, you are a domestic terrorist. If you believe in a end times scenario, doomsday, as old Butch Reno, Attorney General of the United States, used to say, the Christians were doomsday religious cults, you believe in that day of the Lord that's coming, then you are a suspected domestic terrorist. We've seen it in the literature. We've seen it in the brochures that they've handed out to police officers. You may not have seen it, but we have. Well, thermal imaging, what is that? Well, it's the next best thing. Actually, night vision is better, but the next development is something that's still pretty expensive. It's up there where night vision used to be about 10 years ago. And this is thermal imaging, and you don't call it night vision or you upset the manufacturers. It seems that thermal imaging and night vision are the same thing many people feel, but they perform different functions. Thermal imaging detects heat, while night vision magnifies the light, the ambient light out there. Now, what's the benefit of this? Well, I've used it in law enforcement. When I was on the force, we had our police helicopter fly over. We would be looking for a suspect in, let's say, I can remember a few cases. One was in the industrial area where there was a lot of things in the backyards of these big companies, a lot of boxes, a lot of equipment, and so forth. And the enemy, of course, with a gun, perhaps, can watch you approach, and we can't see them. Well, we used it. We'd have the helicopter fly over, and because the body gives off body temperature, we could it would be reported back to us where this person was hiding, because the surrounding temperature of material at night and even daytime gives off a certain temperature, and the body gives off a different temperature. And this machine, thermal imaging machine, reads that. And so it's very, very helpful in law enforcement and also in the hands of the private sector out there. If you have a chance of having the enemy come to your home, come into your community, and there's the possibility that the enemy will have this thermal imaging equipment. It's very expensive today, though, according to this old cop that lives on a mere pittance of medical retirement check from the police department. I can't afford it. But anyway, some of you might be able to. If you put aside buying that big screen TV, you can buy one of these items and protect your family very, very well. So I would say, first of all, get the family members that are adults the night vision equipment so that they can be on guard if the home is attacked one day or the community, which is a strong possibility the way the criminals are coming into our communities today. And then look at your heat seekers, the thermal imaging cameras, infrared, that can detect people that you can't see when they're hiding somewhere or stalking you or staking you out, okay? So, enough said on that. Let's go to something else here. Why don't we go to the phones? That's what we'll do. We'll just open up the phones tonight and see what you have to say. You might have some comments to make tonight. We'd love to hear from you. Please call in on this number, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in tonight. Okay, it's who in New York? Okay, let's go to Troy in New York. Troy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, Jack. You were talking about the Mexican invasion.
Yeah.
And Americans need to decide whether they want to be a nation or they want to continue to be an empire. And what's the difference? Both are states, but a nation is a race. And an empire is many races dominated by one race, always. That's what an empire is. One race dominating many others, conquering many others. This was true in ancient Egypt, in ancient Babylon, dominated by the Egyptians and the Babylonians. The ancient Romans in Rome, dominated by the Romans. They would conquer. They would bring home their slaves. In modern times, we've had the British Empire and the American Empire, both dominated by foreigners, both dominated by Jews through their money. So by worshiping the mark of the beast, the Americans and the Brits damned themselves. Because the beast, in symbology, is has many crowns, which means many kingdoms, which means it's an empire. But it's always dominated by one race. So the beast is many, it's an empire dominating or conquering many kingdoms. And like I say, they did it through the mark of the beast, through their phony money. And so Americans need to decide whether they want to be a nation of Europeans or whether they want to continue to be a Jewish empire and continue with their Jewish conquest of the world as in World War I, World War II, and now the beginning of World War III.
Okay, Troy. Appreciate your input tonight. We're up on a break.
Can I say something else?
Okay, stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
On the Off to Jack McLam program, we're going to go right back to Troy. Troy, welcome back to the program. Go right ahead.
All righty. So we have a problem with our southern border, and yet we have imperial troops here, there, and everywhere, and yet we cannot draw a line along the Rio Grande. Why not?
We don't want to. I mean, it's open on purpose, as I'm sure you know.
Precisely, because Congress and the President want this invasion.
That's right.
Okay, so to me, I think that's treasonous. But there's a saying, treason never prospers, because when it does, no one dares call it treason, because that person will be immediately harmed for calling a spade once treason prospers. But treason hasn't prospered to the extent yet where that will happen, and so I dare say it is congressional and presidential treason to have this Mexican invasion, to promote this Mexican invasion, because they want a one world, first they want a hemispheric nation of the North and South America, they want to make one state out of it, and then ultimately to make one world state. And so what I propose is honest money, to understand the money we have versus honest money, and I also propose to fight tyranny, to use a county office called the sheriff. And all of these details are available for anyone willing to educate themselves at thehouseoftroy.com. Thehouseoftroy.com.
Okay.
All about the beastly money we have and the economic, the monetary solution and the tyrannical imperial problem we have and the local county sheriff solution. So I thank you, Jack, for letting me say that, and I hope people will take up on my invitation.
Okay, well, Tom, thanks for calling in. You bring up some very valid points, and I appreciate you calling in. All right. Okay, folks, it's kind of interesting he would bring that subject up, because the more things we've been discussing here is end-time solutions. And Troy brings up some very interesting points. If you don't already understand the treason that has taken place in our monetary system and in the political system, please go to Troy's website. And I haven't been there, but it sounds like he probably knows about the monetary system being under the control of these international banksters and crime families, and has been for a long time. And I will remind you that Saddam Hussein made that fatal error of putting his country on the euro and taking away the dollar backing of their monetary system there in Iraq, and that signed his death warrant for real. And then again, I will remind you that 3 weeks into the war, I heard a talking head on Fox News announce right there in Baghdad that, wait a minute, was it, I think it was 3 months into the war, 3 months later, he made this announcement that the international banks had taken over the banking system there in Iraq. And he was so excited for the Iraqi people that they were now under this international crime syndicate called the Federal Reserve System, the international banking system. Of course, it sounded like that talking head on Fox didn't know what he was talking about because he probably didn't know that it's a corrupt, tyrannical system. And so, yes, Troy brings up some good points. One thing I should have asked Troy, but I didn't, is, Troy, if you're listening, call back sometime and tell me how the Jews are a race of people, because nobody can answer that. The Jews can't answer that. They get very upset, some of them do, when you ask them to tell you how they are a race of people, because if they are the 95% of the Jews in the world today, according to Jewish writers and Jewish historians like Arthur Kessler and his wife and some of the other Jewish people say 95% of the Jews alive today are the Ashkenazi Jews out of Eastern Europe, which are a Turkish-Mongol group of people, but they're not their own race. Or if they're the 5% still living in actual people with Jewish blood in their veins in Jerusalem and in the Holy Land area over there or someplace else in the world that they were scattered, then they came from the family of 12 sons, the family of 12 sons of Jacob Israel. This is so important for us to know, folks. They came from the families of Zebulon, Simeon, Gad, Reuben, Naphtali, Asher, Dan, Ephraim, anymore, Judah, yeah, the Manasseh, Benjamin, Issachar. Judah was one of the families where the name Jew came from. And so if the Jews are their own race, then we have 12 other races out there, 11 other races that were their brothers in the family of Jacob Israel. And, of course, we know that these 11 other sons of Jacob Israel, only one of them called Judah, are not their own races. So, anyway, these things are important because we get off base sometimes by saying one race of people controls this, one race of people control that. And in this particular case, no one yet has been able to show us here at our two police and military associations how the Jews are their own race of people, not even our Jewish brothers and sisters that serve with us in law enforcement and serve very well and in the military. But what I wanted to say here, while we're waiting for the phones to ring, if you'd like to call in tonight, you certainly can, call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Who is it? Okay, well, we do have another caller. I wanted to get into a book here. We'll go to Lee in Ohio in just a second, Paul. I wanted to get this out. Steve Wahlberg, a Jewish Messianic Jew, is really growing in his knowledge. We're just so pleased. This young man named Steve Wahlberg, who is publishing books now and reading the Holy Word of God. Imagine that. That an American would actually read the Holy Word of God and not just listen to their ministers. Steve Wahlberg grew up like I did, reading the late great Planet Earth and all these books talking about the rapture doctrine and the 7 years of tribulation that we wouldn't be in and so forth. And praise the Lord, he just put out a new book, End Time Delusions, End Times Delusions by Steve Wahlberg, and his name is W-O-H-L-B-E-R-G. And he's talking about the rapture, using the Holy Scriptures to point out the truth about the rapture, the Antichrist, Israel, and the end times of the world. Now, I've only gotten into this two chapters, so I don't know what he's saying about Israel, but I do know what he's saying about the rapture in the 7 years of tribulation. He says it's the pre-trib rapture is not true at all, and he proves it very well in this book. The pre-trib rapture is not going to happen. We're going to go through the tribulation. Proves that the 7 years of tribulation is a delusion, and points it out by using the holy word of God. So we're excited about this because more people are waking up all the time. We want to lead you to two very important books that we carry here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues that point out these deceptions that our ministers learned when they went to the infiltrated and controlled seminaries, Christian seminaries in America, and were mistrained, misdirected, and misguided. They came out preaching about the pre-trib rapture and the 7 years of tribulation and all of that. And so if you want to read about this, get Steve Wahlberg's book, The End Times Delusion. Now, I can't back him up on what he's going to be saying about the Antichrist or Israel, because I haven't got that far yet. But I'm very pleased, and we are here, with what he said about the pre-trib rapture. He now knows that the fraud, that we are going to go through the tribulation, and the tribulation, the 70th week of Daniel, is a delusion. It is part of the 69 weeks, and it is not separated by 2,000-some years. And it's not the Antichrist, but the Lord Jesus Christ they're talking about in that 70th week. So I'm very pleased. More people are waking up than ever before, folks. But write to us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and get our book, Schofield or the Scriptures. Schofield or the Scriptures by Paul Sisko, S-I-S, and I'm saying Sierra. Okay, S is in Sierra, I-S is in Sierra, C-O, Sisko, Paul E. Sisko. He wrote Schofield and the Scriptures, and he'll show you the delusions and the lies that were perpetrated and taught and are taught in our seminaries today at Bible schools. And the other book is The Bible Distinction Between the House of Israel and the House of Judah by Evangelist Bosworth, B-O-S-W-O-R-T. He was born in 1877, and he died in 1958. And it's a wonderful book where he's pointing out the delusion that have been taught in our seminaries today. We need to wake up, folks, and find out how we're being lied to and manipulated to set back and let this Antichrist world movement come in here and destroy us, because we're not going to be here. We're leaving next week in the rapture. Bunch of garbage. But it's caused the Christians to withdraw into their prayer closets and not worry about anything. And so praise the Lord for Steve Wahlberg and others now waking up to the truth of how we've been lied to by our wonderful religious leaders today. Okay, Paul, let's go to who, where at? Okay, let's go to Ohio now. Welcome, my friend.
Hi, yes, thank you. Great show tonight.
Thank you.
Yes, just a quick question and one observation, and yes, I'll take my response off on the radio as I listen. You mentioned about the thermal imaging units and so forth.
Yeah.
Are you aware of the fact that, for instance, the ghillie suits will almost completely obliterate any image that those units pick up?
You know, that's a very good point. Yeah, there's ghillie suits being made now with metal in them that the material is now reflecting the heat images, and so that's a very good point.
Yeah, well, here in this little town where I live, there is a small shop that makes these specialized ghillie suits, and the thermal imaging equipment won't even pick you up in those things.
Well, listen, would you get to us here and let us know about that if you have a web? Or
sure.
On the web, would you email me that information?
Sure would.
To the people.
Sure would. And then finally, like I said, one other question, and I'll take it off the air here.
Okay.
In regards to communications, I always used to hear the one of the best ways that you always survive is you got to be able to shoot, scoot, and hoot. The hooting part of the communications is so critical. Would you recommend any, what would you recommend for us on the home front here, just as small kinds of communication units that we can stay in touch with each other and so forth and the like, whether it be just proximity-wise or in bigger distances? And once again, thanks so much, and I'll take it off the air.
Hey, very good. Thanks for that information. And by the way, our email, if you'd like to get that information to me to share with the public, that's at Jack at CyberQuest, CyberQuest.com. Jack at CyberQuest, CyberQuest.com. And I will tell you that you're right. Shoot, move, and communicate. You have to have these three elements if you're going to survive in a firefight, if the enemy's coming at you to make great mischief and violate you violently, you and your family. You need to be able to shoot, move, and communicate. We hadn't got into communications yet, but we're talking about still shooting and the type of equipment you need. But that is very important to have ways of communicating with your family and with your community at large. And we suggest these 3-4 meter radios, 2 meter if you have to, but see if you get some a little stronger today. You can. Very small little handheld units. We use them up here in the Great Rocky Mountains. They will go a couple miles. And certainly when your family is out around your property or if you're in the woods together, you can communicate back and forth on these little radios. I suggest you have a headset so that if you're trying to hide out and trying to not scare your game that you may be pursuing or game that might be pursuing you, that a blast of voice doesn't come out across your radio when you're trying to be stealth, when you're trying to be hidden. So the headphones on those are very important, and we use them here very successfully. And then, of course, we have towers here with ham radio operators. We have 11 Christian constitutional communities, and in some of these communities, we have ham operators here. About 50% of our people are retired military or former military like myself. And we believe in communication. And we have two towers right here. I'm looking out my window and seeing a beautiful tower sticking up in the air, probably 70 feet. Maybe more than that, maybe 85 feet, something like that. I'm looking out at one at my neighbor's house. He and his wife both are ham radio operators. They can broadcast around the world. And we have another guy I'm thinking of who's been broadcasting for something like 50 years that has a beautiful tower over in one of our other communities right over on the Clearwater area. And he can listen in and shoot his voice and information all around the world. Okay? And so, yes. Communication is vitally important, and praise the Lord, once again, like the good night vision equipment, radios, good radios have come down in value quite a bit. So let's go to the other caller real quick. Who's the other caller, Paul? Rodney in Texas. Rodney, welcome to the program.
Why, good evening there, Jack.
Good to have you on.
Yeah, I want to go back to the subject that you were discussing earlier regarding the invasion.
Yes.
And I agree with you. It is a very, very serious matter. And something that I noticed, Jack, and you probably have, and many of the listeners have also noticed, how the mainstream media has tried to steer the real issue, the real important issue of this invasion over to, it's all about the lady down there in Crawford, Texas, Cindy Sheehan.
Yeah.
And I think that what she's doing down there is a noble cause. Can you hold me over until after?
Yeah, sure can, honey. Hang on, folks. We're up on a break here, and we'll wrap up the program when we return. We're listening here at the Two Police Military Association. This is Old Cop Jack McLam. Good to be with you. We'll be right back after the break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using right-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Bright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Rodney, got Ben on the line, too. So, Rodney, go right ahead, my friend.
Well, anyway, wrapping it up, I just wanted to point out the disconnect that the mainstream media has managed to use, you know, to distract the American, you know, public away from this invasion that you were talking about. And they want to focus it all on Cindy Sheehan, you know, and stain her name. You know, make her look like she's a troublemaker, while at the same time diverting attention away from this issue of the invasion. Now, these articles on the invasion have appeared in mainstream media, but when you call some of these radio talk shows hosted by these neocons and you want to talk about the invasion and the problem, they will quickly tell you, well, you know, our listeners, they don't know anything about that. The only thing they know about is Cindy Sheehan in Crawford, Texas, and this, that, and the other. And I just hope
these other things, yeah.
So I'm just calling to agree with you, and hopefully you will continue to talk about that and educate people, because there is a large disconnect there. And part of it is because it is being perpetrated by the mainstream media. And I'll listen to your take on it off the air. Thank you.
Thank you, Rodney. Thanks for calling in. Call back again. Yeah, very important, folks. It's like the Mexican newspaper, the Excelsior down there. It said, in one of the headlines, it says, the American Southwest seems to be slowly returning to the jurisdiction of Mexico without firing a single shot. That was in 1982. Think of the demographics today, folks, in 2005, what it's like. Let's go now to Ben in Florida. Ben, welcome to the program. We're almost out of time. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I'll be real quick, Ms. McLam. Long time, I haven't listened to you in quite a long time. You kind of disappeared for a while. I couldn't find you. But anyway, some quick comments on ham radio equipment. I'm a ham myself.
Yeah.
Extra class. And just some quick comments on some equipment that people can pick up for probably under $400, HF, you know, sideband equipment. There's one radio out there that actually has a switch inside of it. They'll transmit on all frequencies, 1.8 to 30 megs, and that's the Yaesu FT757GX.
Wow, boy, say that again.
Yaesu FT757GX.
Okay.
And another little radio that is modifiable very easily is Kenwood's TS-430. It's been out for a lot of years, and if you can find one in good shape, you can buy those, easily buy those units, you know, between $400 and $500. If you're inclined, electronically inclined, there's a website out of Germany. It's called Mods, Mike Oscar Delta Sierra, MODS dot
MODS
dot DK.
Dot DK?
Yeah, www.mods.
Okay, gotcha.
Dot DK. And he has all the listings for mods for some of the latest gear, the ICOM 706 Mark IIG, which is modifiable. It's a little, real small little radio, no bigger than a Cobra 29 CV unit, yet it's modifiable. Yet that goes all the way up through the 430 megahertz band.
Yeah, Ben, I hear the music back.
Okay,
there.
Well, I'll let you go, and
let's concentrate on doing some shows on equipment we need in the home for both the family to communicate with each other and also around the nation, around the community and so forth. Thanks, Ben, for calling in. Very interesting information.
Okay.
www.mods.dk.
Right.
Right, Ben. Thank you. Have a good day.
God bless.
Folks, God bless you out there, too. Good to be with you. We'll talk to you tomorrow night, God willing. Don't forget this old cop truly does love you, America. That's not a joke. I really do. Good day.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.